What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to Cool Playlist. I'm Eliza Skinner, and this is my podcast as a live show. Wow! Thank you for coming. On the show, I always make a playlist for a different life event, moment, or occasion, always with at least one special guest. And tonight we've got a number of guests, and we're making a playlist for Office Karaoke Night. Everyone's favorite event. And so to get things started, I'm going to bring up my first guest. Please put your hands together for Demi Adejuyibi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. What's your experience with office karaoke nights?
Ooh, I have never done an office karaoke night.
Have you had an office job?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had exactly... two. And I would love to have done a karaoke night with any of, although I did do karaoke with my coworkers once when I was working on a show, and a friend of mine who loves karaoke was like, a few of us are going to do karaoke like some other day if
oh,
you'd love to join
us.
Oh,
is this Sunday afternoon secret Hollywood karaoke?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, I've done that one.
Oh, no. There's a karaoke night I don't know about?
Yeah, sorry.
I feel so excluded.
You'll get there. Once you pay a certain amount of WGA dues.
I got to level up.
Yeah.
But I went there, and I instantly, like, one of her friends, I was just like, she's really cute. I'm going to pick a song that will be fun and flirty, and I can sing it. And I picked Silver Springs. And it was correct response. It was also just like sometimes on the karaoke machine, like the MIDI is like three octaves higher than it's supposed to be. So I was just
it's
be like,
always
"You can
a dice
be my silver spring," and I was like, "Fuck, well, all right."
It's always a dice roll. The thing that always gets me is I love singing "I'm Your Baby Tonight" by Whitney Houston, and there's a dance remix that no one has ever listened to, but very frequently is the only thing that they have at karaoke.
Every time I've ever been to a karaoke like place, if you select Ignition, it is not Ignition Remix.
Oh, that's
it
because
is Ignition.
That those are two different songs.
I didn't
everyone
know
always,
that.
Everyone thinks it's a funny joke that it's like, oh, remix to Ignition, but there's no Ignition. Yes, there is. It's a
not
song.
A good song.
No, it's
like,
not.
Why is that the one in the machine?
Yeah.
No one has ever been like, I want to sing the original Ignition.
Yeah, it's like
it's weird.
Yeah, we're gonna redo this garbage. Okay. I was gonna have a great metaphor and then my brain stopped.
Garbage is good.
Thank you.
It's what he deserves.
Yeah, that's true. Also, hey. Don't listen to R. Kelly.
Nah, we want
Except
to, but
alone
don't.
In your car, but don't tell anyone you did it.
Or find like a cover. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah? You've got a good R. Kelly cover?
Okay. I'm like, okay, I found a bluegrass cover of Ignition where they just go bounce, bounce. I'm like, fine.
Do you feel like that's an okay way to get around all these? Can we just cover all of the works of the bad dudes that
I
we
do
don't
feel
like
if you find a cover that's by a woman, in a way I'm like, she's co-signing.
So I just need to cover everything.
Yes. Yeah, you fix it, please.
Okay. And then everybody can still jam out.
It's up to women to fix the monsters.
That's true.
That's a great labor.
I love
to put
how
you
always you call me out on not being a good enough feminist. Thank
Have
you.
I always?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, this is a thing I've done before.
No, just when I'm generous to men, you're like, fuck men, and I'm like, that's true.
I'm
Fair
really
enough.
Just trying to preempt anyone saying like, Demi, tisk tisk. I'm like, oh, well, let me get out of this. I don't like men either. I think we've made a bunch of mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Including office karaoke
including
choices.
Office karaoke choices.
Mm.
Mine's not a mistake though.
Oh, yeah? Your song's not a mistake?
I feel good about mine.
Okay. What is your choice?
I chose Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. Yeah.
Why did you choose that?
I think, first of all, Hall & Oates is the kind of band where any song you pick by them, people are going to be like, oh, I love Hall & Oates, even if they don't know the song. And with Private Eyes, it like is just in the range where it might peak out at some points, and people go like, oh, he's not going to be able to do it. Yeah, but then when you can, they're like, oh, wow.
So you're like flexing on the crowd.
You're flexing on them a little bit, but also you got the claps in there, so people are having a great time because it's interactive.
Yeah, they want to participate.
Yeah, they're like, I'm also doing karaoke, yeah, but just the one part.
Yeah, because you're like a little fancy if you're singing a song just for yourself. They have no part in.
It's weird.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's have you do your song with our accompanist, Julian Villard.
Okay.
If we can just get this keyboard working. Oh, yeah. It's a keyboard that needs to be working. I'm filling the time. There we go. All right. I'm going to sit over here and enjoy the show.
You ready, Demi?
I'm ready.
Keyboard karaoke.
The thing is, when I'm doing karaoke, I don't know how to move.
That's part of the problem.
I see you, and you see me. But you're blurring the line when you're making a scene. Oh, girl, I got to know what my head overlooks. The senses will show to my heart when it's watching for lies. But you can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move. Private eyes. They're watching you. Private eyes. They're watching you, watching you, watching you. You play with words, sure is. You play with love. You can twist it around, baby. That ain't enough, cause girl, I'm gonna know if you're letting me in or letting me go. Don't lie when you're hurting inside, cause you can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you.
Yeah.
They see your every move. They see you, private eyes. They're watching you, private eyes. They're watching you, watching you, watching you, watching you. Ooh, are you trying to put up a front for me? I'm a spy, but on your side, you see. Slip forth into any disguise. I still know you. Look into my private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move. They see you, private eyes. They're watching you. Private eyes. They're watching you, private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move. Sing it all, private eyes. They're watching you. That makes me Oates. They're watching you, private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move. Oh, I see you. Oh, I see you. Private, private, private eyes, girl. Eyes. They're watching you. Thank you.
Nice. So if you sang that at an office karaoke night, do you feel like that would be irresistible to whatever cute ladies there were?
Yes, especially if I lean in and I got the hall mustache going and I got the sleeves rolled up all the way. So it's just me doing this. It's all presentation with karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you got to have the hall presentation.
You gotta have the like leaning with the microphone back and forth. Just
so,
lean
see,
into
you
it.
Said you didn't know what to do with your body, and you do.
I don't know what to do with my body in the start when it's just like the words aren't going and I just gotta do this a little bit.
Yeah, anyway. There's a little of that. I like to try to hustle the crowd at that point where I'm like, oh, I don't even know. What?
I guess I'll do
I'm
this.
I'm gonna be so I'll bad see at you. This. Yeah, there you go. And then they're like, ooh, it's a whole show.
Yeah.
All right, give it up for Demi. Demi, you can stay up here if you want. Weigh in. Why not? We got extra mics. Hang out.
Commentary?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you don't have to. Also, you can go back and sit
down. I don't
want
to do commentary while someone's singing.
Okay, that's fair. You can sit down.
I'll be I still want to be up here.
Okay, well then you can stay up here.
All right.
Okay. So I want to bring up my next guest, Aaron Whitehead. Yeah. Oh, yep. Bringing her tote bag, coat, and drink.
I don't trust this audience, so I had to bring my drink. My purse would have been fine.
Aaron from Wild Horses has not yet done the podcast, but hopefully will soon.
I mean, do I ask you or do you ask me?
I've asked you.
You haven't.
Do you have any idea of a theme that you want to do?
I think we talked about it. I was going to do my makeout theme because on my computer it's labeled cleaning mix.
Yes. I think that's important. Because, yeah, I once had a makeout mix that I was using with a guy and he was like, is this a makeout mix? And I was like, it's ruined now.
Right, right.
No, you can't call it out.
Mine, I can be like, no, I just put on my stupid cleaning mix for you. I have a real makeout
list. Oh, this is a Pandora station that just wants us to fuck. It's... I don't
have
even know.
A joke sex playlist that is just called Sex Playlist, and it's just the time of the season over and over and over again. And then I have a fake playlist that is not, I'm not telling you what it's labeled.
I feel like you gotta tell us the real one now.
No.
All bits, no sincerity. How surprising.
Correct.
Yes, we protect ourselves in the comedy world. Have you been to an office karaoke night?
No, I mean, I've never worked in an office.
You've never worked in an office?
No, I've avoided. I was a substitute teacher for 10 years.
I was assuming it was all horse-related jobs.
I wish.
I mean, as a horse with a job.
When I was a horse, I was unemployed. So okay. I was a all bad right. horse.
Sure, sure,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
So what did you substitute teach?
I substitute taught pre-K through high school.
That's a lot.
On and off.
That's not specific at all.
All of them every day. Well, it's a sub. They're not like, what's your specialty? Like, they're like, are you a body? Can you be in a room?
Okay. Can and you avoid chalk dust?
And now it's markers. There were a couple chalkboards. Also, the first day I was.
I mean, I know that it was markers when I was a kid too. I'm 14.
Too young. You went too young.
What?
You went too young with the...
Shit! I always get it wrong. I'm 80. No, that's not it either.
My first day, though, I was so nervous that I was in front of the class, and I was, like, shaking as I wrote my name, and then halfway through, I was misspelling it, I realized, because I was so nervous.
You're just picking letters out of the air.
Truly, I left all the vowels out, so I had to be like...
Just call me Miss W! That's longer than your name.
W. They refuse Whitehead. To call me Whitehead. Yeah. Like girls would
Whitehead
be like,
is a
I'm
two
not
syllable
say that
name.
Nasty word. Like that's what they would say.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm
of
a zit.
Zit.
I'm a zit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a zit.
All right. Did you let them call you Miss Cyst?
I didn't let them call me anything. They call me.
Oh, too gross.
They
come on.
Call me whatever they wanted.
So you were a part of the interior teachers' lounge world.
I was. Yeah.
Was that like as exciting as we all always thought that it was?
It's
was
depressing.
It as wild?
It's oh. so depressing. Like how
but
much
you had your own bathrooms. Come on.
We did, and one thing I liked about the junior high bathroom, and this is a sign that I want to put in my it should be in every bathroom. This is a picture of a guy standing peeing with a circle and a cross around it, and then the picture of a guy sitting and peeing. It was like that's what you do. Because if you share a bathroom with anyone who's not a man,
yeah.
you should not stand to pee. You should not
you
stand,
should not
to,
stand
pee.
To pee.
I don't think men should stand to pee. Like, take
thank,
a seat.
Thank
this
you.
This is what I'm talking about,
just
Demi.
Relax.
This is what I'm saying.
Who are we showing off for? Sit the fuck down.
Unless you are Peter Dinklage, that spray, we should delete that. I don't want to make fun of him. I love him.
Even if you're Peter Dinklage.
Okay. It was purely it's physics. It's nothing against it. It was purely physics.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
The
you're
spray
so far
is
away.
It's not aim.
You're getting a lot of splashback.
And then it's just, it's a... You're in mist.
But here, I'm going to say this, and Demi, you're going to be upset with me about it, but we also have an issue with hovering women. There should be a hovering woman on that sign, too.
And then you get puddles on
yeah,
the seat. Puddles.
Just pee all over the seat.
Bitch,
like,
get a Thighmaster. If your thighs aren't strong enough,
put down
air sit.
Because they also think that they're... The hoverers think everybody hovers. They're like, it's not like anybody would sit on that. Like, no, wrong.
I line it with toilet paper.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Demi, let's just hang out.
Yeah.
In bathrooms.
I mean, the fact that he sits, I can't tell you how thrilled I am. I think he's doing a bit because there's no sincerity.
It's not a bit. I wish it was a bit. I wish someone was there to laugh at me.
I can't see him because he's behind me. I don't know.
I do feel like I need to give more of an introduction to Julian, who's on stage in front of a microphone here also. Julian Villard.
Thank you, but I'm intentionally staying out of this sit-stand debate.
All right.
Take a stance.
That's fair. I just wanted you to have license to, should you want to weigh in,
you can. It's cool. I'm processing all this information.
Okay.
The only thing necessary for evil to flourish is for good men to say nothing, Julian.
Right. Oh, wow.
Take a stance. I mean, take a stance against taking a stance.
Never mind.
He can't, because you look close to 7 feet, and if you're standing
you have a very poor assessment of people's heights, because I am not 7 feet tall.
Well, you're sitting right now, and you look about 5 feet.
So you're basically saying that I should not stand because of physics.
Because it's good. The dripples will be on the wall.
But wait, a toothbrush. Who knows?
But like, what about putting up the toilet seat?
What does that mean?
A single woo.
What about putting up the toilet seat?
He's saying put up the toilet seat and
just
then
pull it up and so go to the bathroom.
But there's still going to be a splash bath.
Yeah, but like the whole point. Okay, but like, where are you worried about that going? If it's not
your
eyes,
on the floor.
That's pink eye instantly.
You walk around barefoot in the bathroom.
I don't want it on my shoes, and then I go home.
Do you know that there are men who think that that they are not supposed that the toilet seat should never go down for them?
Yeah, no, I know that.
That they. Yeah. Like, even when they're sitting on
it? They poop on the rim.
Yeah, what?
They poop on the rim. There are men who think you're supposed to poop on the rim. That's toxic masculinity.
Ladies.
It's unfair what we do to men.
It's literally toxic.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone needs to be invited in out of the cold of the patriarchy. Men, you can sit down on the seat, whatever you're doing.
I think it's when they carpeted them pink in the 80s is when men felt like they couldn't sit on the seats.
I think it's
anymore.
When dads like started leaving families. You know?
Nobody taught us.
And yeah. Kids were like, I got to figure this out. I know boys are supposed to put it up. I guess they always put it up.
Yeah.
The seats are for ladies.
Yeah. There's some things a mother can't teach you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what song did you choose?
I chose Poor Unfortunate Souls by Ursula.
Okay. Oh, written by Ursula?
She wrote it. Yeah.
She wrote it. Uh-huh. Sorry, Alan Menken.
She improvised it and then he recorded her.
Why did you choose this for your office karaoke?
Well, The Little Mermaid is one of my top favorite movies. And I recently was re-listening to this song and I was like, God, she's the most joyful villain. That's mm-hmm. still Demi's.
She is. She really has. I mean, I think that who's 101 Dalmatians?
Glenn Close.
Cruella de Vil. She was pretty joyful about her evil also.
She
got to, she wore it.
Did she sing a song?
They sing a song about her. Cruella de Vil.
See, if she
Cruella
can't even sing her own song.
I mean, who needs to sing your own song when other people are willing to sing it for you?
This is coming from a singer.
Yeah, okay.
I just, and also, like, growing up, I feel like I was so obsessed with Ariel. Like, I wanted to be her so much. And then when I heard that song, I was like, what? Like, Ursula's the coolest. And Ariel literally gives up her voice for a dumb dude.
Oh, you know the original story, the Hans Christian Andersen?
Well, yeah, she washes up as seafoam. She dies.
Sorry,
spoiler.
First of all. Every time she takes a step, it feels like knives in her feet.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, because it's a ballet. And then she dances at his wedding to the other lady, feeling knives in her feet the whole time. And then her sisters go and cut their hair off, give it to the sea witch in exchange for a blade that if she murders both the prince and the prince's new bride, she can go back and be a mermaid. And so she sneaks into their bedroom and is about to murder them and then is like, I can't. I still like him. So she goes back. She's about to like dive into the ocean to die. And the daughters of the air are like, you've been such a good little mermaid. You can now be a daughter of the air, which I guess is like a cloud or wind. I don't know. It's not clear. But instead of being seafoam, supposedly. Oh.
I can't believe this hasn't been rebooted. Like, this is essentially Game of Thrones underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't anyone take that. Well,
Peter Dinklage and all.
He would be Sebastian.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Oh, delete it. Delete it. I love him. I love him so much.
Dear song.
All right.
Show off for your coworkers.
Okay. The only way to get what you want is to become a human yourself. But can you do that?
My dear sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for. To help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls, with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. Oh, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And, dear lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, the lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor unfortunate souls, in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them cross the coals. Yes, I've had the one complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls. Have we got a deal?
If I become human, I'll never be with my father's sisters again.
But you'll have your man.
Life's full of tough choices, isn't it?
Oh, and there is one more thing. We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But I don't have.
I'm not asking much, just a token, merely a trifle. What I want from you is your voice.
My voice, but without my voice, how will I?
You'll have your looks, your pretty face, and don't underestimate the importance of a body language.
Ha! The men upstairs don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yet on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. After all, dear, what is babble for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. So gentlemen avoid it when they can, but they don't tune and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate souls. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman, and I haven't got all day. I won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross the bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a trifle, take a gulp, and take a breath. Just go and scroll. Flotsam, jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. Those poor, unfortunate souls.
So you really putting on a show for the office.
Well, I want to be that one in the office where everyone goes, oh my God, how does she work here? She's so good.
Is that what people say about that stuff? I mean, feel like people are like, oh God. She is a lot.
I'm sure that's what they actually say. But I feel my goal in any situation is to be the underdog where everyone's like, oh my God, wow. No
you
idea.
Had no idea.
Wow. Karen in accounting. Wow.
Yeah. Did you see her when we had that party and she sang that song? Give it up for Erin Whitehead. Yes, you can
please
stay.
Please stay, or else it's weird that I stayed.
I didn't expect anyone to, but then Demi wanted to, so it's just weird. I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
So my next guest was a former guest of my podcast. We made a playlist for a very long bar fight. Please put your hands together for Brian Safi.
You're great. No.
Oh my gosh, you brought me a drink. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So welcome.
Favorite guest now.
Aww. Yeah. Well, you also asked for it, so it's not like
Okay, that's fair. So have you Ever done an office karaoke night?
I've never done karaoke once in my life.
He's never done karaoke.
First time.
Ever once in his... How
the
did
bridges
you, how
make me too nervous. It's so uncomfortable. I hate it when there's a music break.
The bridge?
Yeah,
the
like when there's...
The bridge is the best part
of the
song.
Well, like Demi was saying, like when there's a music break or something and they're just like, oh, I'm still singing it. It makes me crazy.
Oh, the bridge is the best part of every song, okay. I think. Because right. The song is like, you like sandwiches, right? Sandwiches are fun. Who doesn't like sandwiches? And then you get to the bridge and you're like, sandwiches killed my father.
Yes.
Whoever thought that a sandwich is just soul? And things get like weird.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, me too. And that's my favorite song that you just sang.
Yeah, well, I knew. That's why I was like, which one is Brian going to like? Yes. Oh, the old sandwiches kill my father.
The sandwiches Javert yeah. number, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yep, very timely. So have you been to karaoke events and you're just like, I'm not getting up?
I have, including many offices, because I've worked in offices. I've worked in so many offices. It's so not a big deal. But
did you just put your hair in a high pony?
I did. I put it in a high pony. Put okay. a chopstick in it. I've worked in so many offices. My favorite office karaoke moment happened later, but I was working for a law firm. I was like a temp at a law firm, and they invited, which, by the way, is the best, when the temp gets invited to the Christmas party because they don't really know anyone but the person that hired them.
Yeah.
But I sort of wandered around with a friend and we were both stoned.
Oh, you brought a friend.
Oh yeah, I brought a friend. I got a plus one.
Nice.
And we went downstairs and there was a gym in the office.
Okay.
And there
was Jim's last name?
I don't know. But there was a lady like in heels and her suit with a glass of white wine on the elliptical. So it was the best.
My first job was at a hotel. Okay. My first like out of college day job.
Oh, is this where you saw Jordan Knight? Should
yeah,
I not say that?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I did. I did.
And he was singing his own song in the lobby. Just
okay.
So you know.
Well, he ruined that story. Sorry. I'm not, that's not oh, the I'm story so, I'm telling you guys. No, the story was, so I started out as an operator there, and you were also like low-key security. They would have the little security monitor that would like flip from different security cameras.
Oh, right.
And then it would get, so it would be like office, lobby, front door, gym, office, lobby, front door, people fucking in the gym. Office, front door, lobby, and like, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, we have to stop this. And all the other employees were like, no, we don't. What are you talking about? Wait for him to finish. Like, and I was like, no. Nah. And I called security, and security even came up and were like, wait for him to finish. Like, and everybody just stood there and watched these people have sex in the gym.
Were they like on a bench or what were they?
Yeah, they were on a weight bench. But it was like flash, flash, flash. We're back to them. Okay, flash, flash, flash. Oh, it's them again.
Eliza, I love that you wanted to report it.
Well, I was like literally 20
not
years
on my
old.
Watch.
This is why I don't work out.
See?
Yeah. That's horrible.
There's too much fucking.
Yeah.
They were just cleaning.
I was 20 years old. I was like, the rule is being broken. I have been charged with protecting the rules. And normally, the people would do that all the time, but they would normally turn the camera.
Right.
So in this one, they just were like, camera? Who?
So people don't care if you have sex in hotels, like in public spaces.
I mean, they do, but they're humans. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, we're getting a free show? We're going to get kind of mad at them when they're done.
That's right. Especially after that endorphin rush.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other hotel I worked at, it was a lot of stairwell sex. Anyway, because there were no cameras in there. So cool. So office parties.
Yeah.
So are you... What did you choose for your office karaoke song?
It really has little to do with an office. I really just chose a song that sort of was the peak of my sexual awakening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, my mom asked my girlfriend... At the time.
Oh, those are hard quote fingers.
What a, the hardest.
Did you marry your girlfriend?
We got married. We're still together.
Right?
Yeah. no, we're not. But she asked my mom what I would like for my birthday. And my mom said, I know he really wants Dolly tickets. So we went to a Dolly Parton show. And
nice.
Yeah, so this was, I guess this is sort of for that. And then also the first time I did... Ecstasy, I went to Dolly. Dolly's just a big part of my life, so I chose this song because I think it's the easiest one.
You know she did a very famous song about work.
9 to 5.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
But
yeah.
You were like, no.
No. You're right.
You don't want to remind the office that they work 9 to 5.
That's
at the
true.
Office
That's
I should have done 9 to 5. I don't even really like this song all that much.
What? I mean... You can make an audible and change it, but this is what you wanted. It was in
It's
your
not
heart.
Even up here. Oh, here it is. Oh.
Julian, did you have a...
I told Julian
that I wanted to sing the song, and I was like, it seemed easy. And he was like, well, it's got a lot of, what did you say, modularities?
Modulations.
But he also said, we'll find it.
Also, but I guess in the vein of this, one time, by the way, someone did sing at a Christmas Eve karaoke, someone sang Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh. Whoa.
Like, yeah.
Get
it was
me
pretty,
closer
pretty
to
shocking.
God.
So I love that song.
You like animals.
That's how
sexy
that
office party.
But in the office, I do love the idea of someone who's single at an office who pines for someone else in the office.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
That's sweet.
I've definitely had like fantasies of having office karaoke nights where I'm like, that's how I'll tell him.
Yeah.
That's how I'll tell that bellman that we belong together.
Yeah.
Because I'll sing Blaze of Glory. And he'll get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that for me is Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton.
Take it away!
I already don't recognize
it. First time karaoke.
Here you come again. Just when I've begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door. Just like you've done before, and wrap my heart around your little finger. Here you come again. Uh-oh. Okay. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies. And pretty soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile that smile, and there go all my defenses. Just leave it up to you, and in a little while, you're messing up my mind and tearing up my senses. Here you come again, looking better than a body has a right to, and shaking me up so that all I really know is here you come again. And here I go. It's the music break I was talking about. Going through a divorce right now. It's not a joke. See, what do you do here?
I'm in love with you right now.
It was a joke.
Everyone is.
All you gotta do is smile that smile, and there go all my defenses. So I'll just leave it up to you, and in a little while, you're tearing up my mind and messing up my senses. Here you come again. Look at you. Looking better than my body has a right to, and you're shaking me up so all I really know. So here you come again, and here I go. Here I go. I'm not getting a divorce. Here or am I? Go. Here I go.
Adorable.
Really, was it?
So good.
You hustled everybody.
Did I?
Oh, you. You big liar.
Thank you. I do feel like I need to make a speech right now. That was so fun. Thank you for
that. That was really adorable.
Thank you.
I think we all fell in love with you.
Thank you.
So much vulnerability.
I put it all out there.
You really did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if I worked at
you.
The office, I'd be the girl who's like, I just don't get why he doesn't see me. I just,
I love him.
I love him.
Yeah. I feel like he's always happy to see me, but like it's not clicking
it's like
quiet.
Nothing.
Why is it not clicking
why is
quiet?
He asking me out?
I truly feel like I would look at that guy and be like, he should kill himself. like that guy needs to never have a drink around the office again. I feel like he's the one who never speaks at the office, has like 17 hamsters, and like goes. He's the guy in that first episode of Black Mirror who like creates that game that then they go on the spaceship
no,
and then he ends up.
Never
he's
that guy.
No.
He's like you're not Dolly. Friday Night Lights.
He's that guy.
No.
He's the He's the you who's like, all right, fuck it. I'll sing a song. Why not? But it's going to be a me song. Buckle up!
All right.
And then does that.
The Black Mirror guy, he's the one that sings Closer.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Yes,
you're right.
For sure. Yes.
He's like, I'm going to show him how I'm sexy.
You're right.
Brian Safi.
Thank you, guys. Do I stand back here now?
You can take this mic with you. This one is yours because we don't have other guests coming up here now. I felt like I should. You guys are all who I'm interacting with now. I have to sing a song.
Eliza, what's your song?
Yeah.
What's your song?
And why did you pick it?
What's my song and why did I pick it? My song is "Fame" from the musical "Fame," sung by Irene Cara.
From the movie musical Fame.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, don't try to see this in a theater. Unless it's a movie theater. Then try to see it. Because I've had office jobs. But in all of them, I was like, but you don't know I'm a star. There's so much more to me.
So you're like the real version of what my character would be.
Yes.
Mine wants to be you.
Yeah, that's why I was like, really? You think that people like that? Because in my experience of actually being that person, people are like, oh God, give it a rest.
I do love that your impression of me was, really? You think you're that?
What? What do you mean? Wait, what?
No, what you just said was, really? You think you'd be that?
No, I meant like, you think that would be good? Instead of...
It would be good if you really were, because you really are a star.
I feel like it works.
Okay.
You really are.
I think it works the one time, and every other time is like, we know, you did it.
Yeah.
You can't pull this trigger.
Yeah, you go from new bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the one that everyone at the end of the night is like, Eliza's up, guys, and the whole office crowds around and is so excited.
You think people are so much nicer than they are.
I guess so.
Well, yeah, they're like, ugh. I've been called a ringer at karaoke so many times, and I'm not good enough for that title. But also, who does that? Who would, like, I'm like, there's no money riding on this. I'm not, like, hustling people, like, whoa, lay it out on the pool table.
You literally did describe yourself as a ringer at the beginning of the show.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
You said, I like to hustle the crowd.
Oh, I do like to hustle them. Yeah. But it's in a different way. Okay. Like, that's for their benefit.
There's no money involved.
Yeah. Here, you know what? I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Oh, God. I don't know if I can sing a song.
Girl, you got this.
No way she's got this.
It's all you, Eliza. It's all you.
Don't be nervous. I'll help you.
I don't know. Okay.
She's not going to do this.
This is for you.
No way.
Baby, look at me and tell me what you see.
Oh, my God.
You ain't seen the best of me
She's
yet.
She's really good.
Give me time, I'll make you forget the rest. I got more in me. Oh, shit. And you can set it free. Tight, 'cause you can make it right. You can shoot me straight to the top. Give me love and take all I got to give. Baby, I'll be tough. Too much is not enough. I can grab your heart till it breaks. Ooh, I got what it takes. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna make it to heaven. Light up the sky like a flame. mental pranks.
I was just downstairs. I thought Whitney Houston was... It's Eliza?
It's me, the temp!
Oh my God, I've always liked her. She's actually my best friend.
We had lunch like one time, but we can have lunch more.
We're really close.
I love that girl. I've loved her since the first day. Eliza,
my
will you marry me?
My life is changing.
Thank you. What? What's happening? What are
we're,
you
doing?
We
were turns, saying...
We want to do this for a living.
The background singers are so fun. We were just like...
singers.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
This is where
fun.
It is. 20 feet from stardom.
Living.
This
I made
is what
a mistake. This is what I want to do. Yeah.
But like commentary? No, like if backup singers were like...
I want to be backup singers.
I enjoy this. It's fun. Well, yes. Okay.
I want to be backup singers who talk about how much they love it.
Yeah. We'll start a band called like Three Andy Richters. It's like we're not in the headlight. We'll do commentary and then every so often.
That legit works with the show I'm pitching, so
great.
Let's work on it.
I feel like I'd rather be a background singer than an actual singer.
Yes. Not me. I want to be in front.
Good.
But that's part of my character in the background. Yeah.
So that brings us to our final song.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm singing a song?
Yeah. I didn't want to follow you.
No, it's fine. Well, you know, so this is office karaoke, so I have to think of, first of all, I feel like I'm at a...
You've never had an office job, have you?
I have never had an office
job. Yeah,
you've
always
I actually used to
be a musician.
No. I was a teacher as well. I was a teacher as well for 3 years, but then I was a musician. Okay. But I'm you know, it's hard because I'm at the piano, so I'm like, well, I could sing a piano song, but then I really need to sing something that my character... Am I a character now?
No, you're you.
But I'm at an office, so clearly I'm not... me, because I never worked in an office.
It's a thought experiment. It's an imagination thing.
But I feel like this is
if
the song.
Because if you're a character, you'd be like, my name is Jonathan.
Okay.
And I ride a moped.
That was my character.
Okay.
I was Jonathan who rode a moped.
All right, so, fine. If it helps, then yes,
I'm
you can
just
be
saying,
a character.
Like, if I was in an office, this is probably what I would sing. You know, this is like, but I would, you know, get up and pump my fists and stuff, but I can't
like,
really do
like
that.
Rage against the... The system.
The injustice that it's trapped. Exactly. That's exactly what this perspective is. There's a guy who's so much more than what he is.
All right. Are you going to tell us what it is, or are you just going to surprise us?
It's a Neil Diamond's I Am, I Said.
Wow.
Ellie's fine sunshine most of the time. And the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and the rents are low, but you know I keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, and nowadays I'm lost between two shores. It is fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. Myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. Say why, leaving me lonely still. All right. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king?
What?
And then became one actual lyric.
All right.
would accept for the names and a few other changes if you talk about me. My story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside and I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am, I said, to no one there. And no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried. I am, said I. And I am lost, and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely. Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We're gonna ride till there ain't no more to go.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you.
Julian Villard.
I just sang Neil Diamond on your podcast.
I know. Well, you do that. You have a whole, like...
Yeah, I dress up like Neil Diamond and sing and act like him.
Secret,
yeah.
Neil Diamond career.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So, yeah, I think that this is all proof of why all offices should have karaoke nights. Right?
Yes.
I feel like it shows this other side of people that would be so fucking thrilling to see. Like, this is what you want to know about the people that you work with, especially if it's a soul-sucking job. This is what you want to see.
This is where the real status is determined.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But then how do you go back to work?
That's what I mean. If,
like, what do you mean?
Someone could just kill it, and they show up on Monday, and everything's different.
Yeah.
But if, like, the fucking guy who's, like, the cool guy in the office is like, like,
oh, like, he's cool, but when he karaoke's, he's like, oh, he's one of those guys who just screams songs. I hate that. When a guy's like, I love karaoke, I just yell. Like, no. Yeah. That's not fun.
Or even just the ones who just sort of like stand and say it as, like, they just say lyrics as they're looking at the words. Like, just come as if music doesn't exist.
It's the end of the world as we
Leonard
know
Cohen's.
It.
That guy shows up Monday, everything changes.
Yeah, like, you're not cool anymore.
I feel like on Monday, none of the roles have changed. Like, people are like, they just forgot about it.
Yes.
That's what I think. And it's like the end of the Breakfast Club.
And that, yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the, like, bittersweet, like, oh, we had a moment in the sun, and it has disappeared.
Very sad.
I would never be able to email Moped Jonathan after that performance. I'd be like, no, you're like really cool. I don't think so.
Like, end all the emails with that. Like, I need those spreadsheets, but also, man, I love that Neil Diamond.
He loves Neil Diamond. I want him to be my friend. I'm going to make some Neil Diamond references in our emails now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a great invitation for your podcast. That's how you get people in the office. Hey, man, I got this podcast. If you want to come guest on it, also, I still need those spreadsheets.
Yes.
Like, that's a...
That's what everyone wants in the office, to see you in a scenario where it's you having to talk to them on a podcast.
I mean, is it? I don't know. What we live in such a weird bubble.
Isn't
as
it wonderful?
As comics, like, we're like, oh my God, yeah, I could speak on a microphone for like 2 to 3 minutes. I am there. How far do I have to drive? I don't care. But, like, yeah, I guess normal people in an office might be like, that seems like a drag and weird. Yeah. I have a family.
Ditch them. Come talk to me.
Yeah. So sad for that.
No. Would you have, Demi, would you punch up any of these jams?
I am so curious about the lyrics to that song.
Oh, it's
the
epic.
Frog. What?
Yeah. Have you ever dreamed about a frog have you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one?
Isn't that Toad of Toad Hall?
So I admit. See, I don't. I think he's
or
like
the Frog Prince.
I think he's merging.
That's better.
Like, the stories mixed up, and he created his own fable.
Oh, like it's like Murder, She Wrote, Once I Get You at Them Clothes.
Yes.
Like he's mixed up Murder, She Wrote and Murder the Pussy and made it into one phrase. And it's not. It doesn't make sense.
This is the first time I'm ever understanding what that means.
I've done so much thinking about it.
Yeah.
So much thinking.
Wait, wait. Take me back because I don't understand.
It's like Murder, She Wrote. Once I get you out of the clothes.
Privacy is on the door. Still, you gotta skew.
Oh, he's covered it.
I guess I'm feeling what you're feeling.
Oh, that's
I'm hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that toot toot. Let me give it that beep beep. Running my hands to a foe. Bouncing on 24s.
Privacy on the ready. It's the remix to ignition.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body.
We're out here respecting women.
They've been on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk.
So how about coke and rum?
What?
Rum and Coke.
Yeah, I agree.
He's
that's a big of a
rhyme.
No, tonic
He's
and gin. It's gin
rhyme.
And tonic.
He's going for the rhyme.
Yeah, the Murder, She Wrote is probably, I think, is the one I'm like, weird.
Yeah. I've always thought about that.
As the music paused just now, the most angelic voice from the audience continued singing.
Isn't that nice?
I don't know who it was, but it was the sweetest.
Show yourself.
I don't know. It was lovely.
I was excited to get to use my In My Car harmonies unnecessary for that song on the song somewhere. I'm an unnecessary harmony singer.
Same.
Yeah. I sing harmony to a lot of rap, which doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Oh, thank you.
Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like so out of drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Coke and rum.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
I really did.
We fixed it.
Yay. Yeah. You did it. Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
For all my guests.
This is a blast.
Where can people find you? For the podcast.
Oh, I do a podcast called Punch Up the Jam where we talk about music and make fun of it and then rewrite it. You can listen to that and you can find me online at Electrolemon.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me online at Girl with a Tail, but I took it off my phone right now.
You're so improving your life.
I'm trying to improve my life.
But
I'm
very funny on
But I
Twitter.
Still go on my laptop.
You can listen to that Throwing Shade every Thursday. You can find me at staples.com.
Julian Villard online.
Great. Thank you guys. Give it up for all my guests.
Thank you for listening to Cool Playlist. I'm Eliza Skinner. You can follow me on Twitter at Eliza Skinner. You can follow the podcast at Cool Playlist Pod. You can also find our website at coolplaylistpod.com. And you can find links to all the playlists we make and anything we talk about, and our Patreon. We don't have advertisers, so we rely on Patreon co-producers like you. The theme music is by Ross Bryant. The art and logo is by D. Billy at Duchess and the Queen Studio. And the podcast is produced by cool DJ Aristotle Acevedo. Oh, and you can always rate and review us on iTunes. Everybody loves that. Bye!